You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parsha Shmini, Perikin Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. This is where the Torah puts a special emphasis on telling us which behemoths can be eaten and chayas and which ones can't be. And the Pasuk says, V'idabar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron leimor aleihem. So we have to note this leimor aleihem. Dabar el b'nei Yisrael leimor, speaks to Klal Yisrael, so saying, Zois hachaya asher soichlu, kol behemo, asher alhor. These are the animals that can be. So there's a very important Kedushas Levi, the first Kedushas Levi here in the Parsha. V'yesh l'dadik my leimor aleihem. We say Lamar, why do we have to have this seemingly ununderstandable repetition? So he brings down the Rashi, famous Rashi, in Shmois, where when Moshe Rabbeinu was found by Bisya Bas Para, and Rashi says, in Perek Beis Pasuk Zion, they should find a wet nurse for the baby, Min HaIvriyos, from the Jewish women. So Rashi brings down the Medrash that Bisya tried bringing to a number of Egyptian wet nurses, Goyim obviously, to be able to nurse from them, and he refused to nurse from them. Because in the future, Moshe Rabbeinu was destined to speak directly to Hashem in a way that no other person before or since spoke to Hashem, whatever that means. So it's not appropriate that the mouth that would speak to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that person should ingest milk from a non-Jewish woman. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu refused to nurse from these non-Jewish women. And the Ramban said, what is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all these halachas of things that we can eat and things that we can't eat? Because the things that we're not supposed to eat, she'enu moylidin teva achzoriyis begufa odo, the ingestion of these things, which are usher for us to eat, create a nida achzorius, a nature of, how shall we say, cruelty into the person. Yisrael am kodesh tzrichim liyos midas hacheset. And one of the fundamental natures of Klal Yisrael is that Klal Yisrael are rachmonim, baishanim, bale gemilas chasadim. And as we saw from Avraham Avinu, that the first Yid that came to the world brought chesed, midas chesed. So, Mimela, says the Kedushas Levi, that the reason why that it says Lamar and Vaidaber, an extra lishoinis of speaking, is a remed. It's a hint that just like Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't inject the milk from a non-Jewish wet nurse because he's also the Daber Mashrina, the Novi in Yoel Perik Gimel Pasik Aleph brings down that all of Klal Yisrael, when Mashiach will come, that we will interface, we will speak Pe'el Pe' with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single Jewish child. So we have to have this Midas HaChesed ingrained in. So to enable that, then we have to be very careful, every Jewish person, not to ingest non-kosher food, because this non-kosher food will have a profound effect on our souls, and it will make us be inclined to Midas HaZorius, and we have to have Midas HaChesed. If we're going to interface with a Kodesh Baruch Hu and La'asad Lavoi, then we have to have a Midas HaChesed, which will be undermined if we eat non-kosher items. So that's the reason why. A fascinating Kedushas Levi, touching upon the essence of the concept of eating kosher and not eating kosher. And I would like to focus on the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yoledei, Simen Pei Aleph, that talks about Hadvogim Ayotzin Min Achai in this Simen. And it talks about how substances that are derived from animals, whether they are kosher or non-kosher, of what we are allowed to ingest. And at the beginning of the Siman, in Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, it says, Chol of behema v'chaya temeya or treifa, and other things, we are not allowed to ingest the milk of a non-kosher animal. But then, a little bit later on, in Siman Pei Aleph, Zion, Hall of Isha Muto, the Mahabal said, that it is human milk for some reason had to be ingested by a Jewish person. So Mimela, that is Muto. But a little bit later, the Ramah said, Hall of Nach is the Hall of Yisrael, that inherently milk from a non-Jewish woman should intrinsically be Muto, even though you could think that a human being is not a kosher animal, but it seems that it was mutter for human beings to inject human mother's milk. But the Ramah goes further and says that it should not happen. In other words, if a person is obviously sick and he needs to have something, a sort of nutrient that comes from human milk, that they should find a Jewish woman and use her milk, because Chol of Nafis Mitamtim Alei Umoided Loi Terara. It's a run in the name of the Rashba. So even though Me'ikir Adin, it's saying that it should be mutter, but the Ramah says that human milk that comes from a non-Jewish nursing person, that this is Osa. And not only that, the Ramah goes further, V'loisechel ha-meinakes akidlu Yisraelis devovim ha-surin, v'chein tinik ba'atzmet yipol zem ma'zik loy bezeknusa. That this that we said, that Me'ikar din is mutter for a human being, a Jewish person, to ingest milk that came from a non-Jewish mother, but it should not be done, because the machlokes rishonim, what the reason for this is, as explained by the Kaf HaChaim there, in Siman Pei Aleph, but a baby should not have a non-Jewish wet nurse, for the same reason we just quoted, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to nurse from a non-Jewish mother. He calls them mazik wai bezitnusa. In other words, not only Moshe Rabbeinu was not supposed to do this, but it seems me'ikir adin la'halacha for every Jewish person, even though there may be a need for the child to nurse from a different mother, it should not be a milk that came from a non-Jewish nursing person. And it's very fascinating, because the Orach HaShulchan on this Siman, in Siman Pei Aleph, while mentioning this halacha, he says, Medina yecholim litein tinek le'enekes mitzvah t'chol v'kshera, mikol mokam, the apostle of Rabbi Seinu, that it should not be done, because it's moilid tevana, as we have explained, and also, as we just said, the Orach HaShulchan said, that leaving alone the topic of human milk to be ingested by a child should not be eating any kinds of devorim asurim, because it is metamtim alev. The Orach HaShulchan is enlarging this halacha, because ingesting such things, especially in children, but for anyone, it will harm the nature of the child, because it will create bad nidos, nidos achzorit, in the person. And he is explaining the Orach HaShulchan that really, Me'ikar Adin, a father is supposed to keep a child younger than bar mitzvah away eating devorim asurim. These devorim asurim that a father has to be careful not to let a son eat is Me'ikar Adin d'oraisa. But nidrabanan, isurim d'rabanan, it's not so clear that the father is obligated to stop the child from eating it. However, this halacha that we were talking about, that devorim asurim can have a bad effect for a child later on in life, the inyan of ulmanik the cotton, because it will engender nidus rois, the Orach HaShulchan says that this halacha seems to even apply to asurim d'rabanan, that the father is chuyiv to be mafri him la halacha from eating asurim d'rabanan mitam tintum alei v'chol zeh barakum minusa. The lotion of the Orach HaShulchan is all tried and proved, that we see that children that ingest things that are usa that engender bad meat in children later on in life. And he adds, Yerushalmi Chagiga, that this is the reason that we see that children go out with tarbisro, that children, when they grow later on in life, that they develop bad meat. Yerushalmi there says, because the child ingested, likely ingested, devorim asurim. And this is the bad influence that we're talking about regarding using the phrase timtum alei. And he adds, Orach HaShulchan, the cause of echad mehadidoyim shlufnei zmanenu, Orach HaShulchan talking about gedolim that were there, were around before his time, that ein izuga mikol zeh roiv habonim ayotzim radal basavol, v'hein hein azay ponin shebedoya, v'ein yivas Hashem regas belibov, This seems to be a quote that the Orfa Sultan is saying from the Pri Chodesh, that in a very practical way, if we see little children that grew up and who left the Derech HaYasha, we should know that it very likely is because, for one reason or another, these children were not careful not to ingest things when they were little or even when they got older. This created a flaw in their Yiddish neshama, Rachmana Litzlan. And this is causing future generations to go off the Derech. Ulechein yashivu me'oig me'oig. Recall ma shenizbar b'sivzeh. Our Pashulchan says, even though there is a tzad to say that it's an ikyar din muda, but the implications of allowing little children to eat the war masol is so powerful in a negative way that we must be exceedingly careful. Yisharu ma'oid ma'odi, to keep them away from ingesting these things because of the very significant negative implication ayotza that come out from this practice. So, dear friends, in summation, I'd like to continue our custom of ending a shir with a story, which actually is one last big chiddush on this inyan from the B'nai Yisosra in his Sefer of Agra de Pirka Simen Kuf Chuvu, where he, the B'nai Yisosra, once asked Rabbi Nachum Mendel from Rimeniv, why do we see that so often children in their youth go to their Rebbeim and they learn Torah beautifully and they're mispal bekavona and they say Omen Yehesh Mei Rabba v'achakach shem esgadlim mahapchim chas v'sholem b'midas geruis. Again, we see children that go off the derech after having such promise in their youth from their connection to Torah and to Tefillah. So how can such a thing happen? Especially since we see that the Torah that children learn in their youth is a tremendous support and basis, a foundation for someone throughout their lives. If they started off on the right derech, what happened to them? So Rabbi Nachum Mendel answered, because their father, she'avoysa mechilu oysa mom and gezel, she'siglu al yidei masa amatn she'ena be'emuna. Their parents made parnosa in not kosher ways, al pi shulchan aruch, the nispatvu b'yisurim, these children became, so to speak, fattened with food that came from these isurim of gezel, v'al yizeh noildin lohem tavis umidas gurus. And he brings a tremendous raya that we see that on the mizbeach, when they were machter oifis, birds, that the crops of birds were not allowed on the mizbeach, because the birds go from place to place and eat food that's gezel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soyne chamos. So we see that this inyan of children ingesting things that are aser, it's not just by mother's milk, it's not just by things that their mothers ingested when they were nursing or when they were pregnant, but even foods that have nothing to do with isurim of kosher and trade, but Isurim from Gezel also negatively affect little children. And look how careful we have to be, dear friends. If we knew that there were foods that are harmful to little children, would we feed them things that are carcinogens? Would we feed to them things that would cause them, would we let them smoke when they're little? Certainly not. So look how careful we have to be on shielding our children from negative influences, from things that they will ingest either because of kashrus reasons or either because they're ingesting things that were bought with monies that were not kosher from their parents' parnasa. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help Abba L'tar M'sayinle, as we always quote, that in the schus of the fact that we try our best and we want to shield our children from all kinds of negative influence physically and spiritually, that the Eibishter will help us. That if we try to do our best and give our children the proper foods, kashrus-wise, and to be careful to be machanach them, not to be mekel in kashrus, and not to be mekel in dvarim asurim, not only because of yoredei reasons, but because of cholila gedel reasons, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help, that we will see nachas for our children, we will see refuas and yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.